The magic of prepared pieces. This simply means that you have a song that you can play on a moment's notice with no rehearsal, no warm-up, in front of a group of people on the spot at a party or whatever, on the fly. You know, having a party piece is, it gives you a great sense of satisfaction. You can always bust it out in the middle of a gathering without any warning, and you play it well enough, doesn't have to be perfect, but it's going to be very good because that's your piece. You know, that's your go-to piece. And having it is a wonderful thing. And then people, whatever you play after that, people don't care because you've already impressed them. You know, it's that first, it's not even the first piece. It's more like the first 20 seconds, you know, and people make a judgment. And we're all like that. Like, I remember going years ago, I heard this real estate seminar or something. I can't remember. And they were talking about the importance of the entryway in your house, like if you're looking to sell it. You know, and the rest of the house could be a complete dump, but if that entryway is flawless, then the prospective buyer is going to be completely impressed with that house. But if the entryway stinks, even if the rest of the house is beautiful, they're not going to be impressed. It's so true, and it's part of human nature. People say, you know, first impressions are everything. It is true in music, for sure. There's no doubt about it. So having a party piece, it really can benefit you. Now, how to cultivate your party piece? Well, you could participate in the recitals. If you haven't done so in the last recital, then I would encourage you to do that. Some students are resistant in the first few months, which is why I bring it up now at the 7th month mark. If you have resisted doing the recitals so far because you haven't felt ready for it, then, you know, now is your time to start thinking about it. And then that can be one of your choices that you pick for the recital. Usually you get two tunes, would be your party piece, you know, and then that would be your piece from now on that you would always play. There's a article that I wrote called Reflections on How and Why Recitals Are Useful. And it cites the book called Mindset by Carol Dweck, which is a landmark book that I've heard, since I wrote this article, I've heard about this book in many other books that I've read since then. And it's just by coincidence. It's not like I clicked on those books, you know, Amazon recommended those because I bought this Mindset book, which I didn't even buy it. I got it out of the library anyway. So the reason I'm bringing it up is the article talks about having a growth mindset and how people who don't have a growth mindset are just wanting to look good in front of other people. But doing a recital shows real growth because you're willing to take a risk. And the atmosphere of a recital is one of mutual growth. We all support each other. So just by engaging in a recital and doing one and doing everyone that comes by, it's showing that you have a real growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset. The fixed mindset says, you know, they already make up their mind on whether they can or cannot do something. Now, the fact that you're taking lessons already means that you acknowledge that you want to grow. And so to take advantage of the recitals can accelerate that greatly. I know it does. Next section is called Taking Advantage of the Ithaca Guitar Lessons Ithaca Community.